Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 19, verses 31 through 42. Then the Jews, because it was the day of preparation, so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man and of the other who was crucified with him. But coming to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you also may believe. For these things came to pass to fulfill the scripture: not a bone of him shall be broken. And again another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate granted permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus, who had first come to him by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen wrappings with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. Therefore, because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Just as Christ once rested in the stern of a boat through a raging storm, his lifeless body lay in the tomb as storms raged within his disciples. A day after they saw Jesus die, their minds must have been filled with an endless cycle of fear, doubt, and grief. Memories of life with him must have played there too. How it felt to stand upon a rolling sea, to feed thousands with a few loaves and a couple of fish, to see a demon-possessed man restored to himself and his community, and to see Lazarus walk out of his tomb. The disciples' feeble faith shouldn't surprise us, because if we're honest, we're at times the same way. Those of little faith, as Jesus often called them, failed to believe or recall things the Lord said of himself, especially that he would lay down his life and take it up again. Had his followers held these things in their hearts, that Sabbath day might have been a time of joyful anticipation. At times in our life, God may seem absent, but ultimately, we know he will never leave us. When we are tempted to rely on our own solutions, we need to recall the wonder-working power of Christ's resurrection. If we are willing to wait through the darkness of night, we can rest in the knowledge that morning will surely come.